we can make choices every day about 100 different things. But when it comes to making clear choices about our acting, we feel we're gonna make a mistake. How does that happen?
Welcome to Casting Actors Cast. Insights for actors on acting in the business of show. Casting director Jeffrey Dreisbach takes you behind the scenes and reveals secrets to a successful acting career. You can find out more on the web at castingactorscast.com. Please enjoy, like, and share Casting Actors Cast. Now, here's your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello. And welcome to another episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, a casting director with McCorkle Casting in New York, and I'm so glad that you're here today. Hope you're having a great day. I'm having a good day, too. This happens to be a Sunday, and I'm chilling out after a very, very challenging week of teaching and casting and dealing with business taxes. Yeah, fun, really. Then again, I like root canals. Anyway, I'm glad you're here. We're going to be talking today about an important subject, I think, and it's a little introspective, but I'm going to call this episode Telling the Truth. And I'll have more about telling the truth in just a moment. But this is that moment in the podcast where I want to say thank you very, very much for tuning into Casting Actors Cast. I am continually excited and surprised and overjoyed, really, that there have been such fantastic responses for those of you who are listening to Casting Actors Cast and have chosen to send me a note or ask me a question. And I'm going to continue to do these podcasts as long as I know that there are people out there who are enjoying and listening, and I'm not charging money and I don't have a sponsor. I'm just one guy in the wilderness trying to make the world a little bit better, especially to the community of actors that are out there. So I want to thank you so very much. But if you want to get a free book, something free, and it really is free because all you have to do is go to castingactorscast.com, and there is a section with a form called Jump into the Talent Pool. Get it? Jump into the Talent Pool. Anyway, so what you do is you just simply click on that, and that'll take you to a downloadable PDF. For those of you who are acting or thinking about acting or in training as an actor, you might want to think about voiceover work as well. And this is a free 100-page workshop manual called Conversation Pieces Out of the Studio, the Voiceover Workshop for Professional Actors. And I think you might find it really beneficial if you're interested in thinking about an addendum to your acting career, which is doing some voiceover work. On a slightly different subject, I did a lot of teaching this week, and it's always fun for me. I love to go out and talk to actors and give some feedback, and I saw a really interesting class this week, and it was for film and television and on-camera work, and I met this really lovely, lovely actress. I'm old enough to know that things happen in kind of waves. There's sort of an energy you put out into the universe, and then it comes back. And last week's episode was all about how to be organized, and I talk about taking notes and keeping track of your auditions and keeping a regular schedule. And this wonderful actress came up to me and said, you know, I'm an author of a book called The Organized Actor. And I said, well, what's that? And she told me that it's been on the number one selling organizational tool for actors for more than 20 years. And it's called The Organized Actor Silver Edition. And I'm just going to give her a free plug because I think it looks so great. This is a really a great way to get organized, get creative, and also helping you to get work. It's a audition log. It's a foolproof goal setting workshop, income and expense tracking, also a 52-week calendar, it's all really helpful with a lot of motivational tips, that kind of thing. So I just wanted to give her a free plug because I just thought, wow, this is really crazy that I'm just talking about being organized. And here comes somebody who's gotten and has a wonderful piece of work for the actor called The Organized Actor Silver Edition. And if you go to organizedactor.com, you can take a look at this book. And I think it might be well worth your while. So why don't you check that out? So again, a free plug. I've not been asked to endorse this. I'm just kind of doing it. Okay, great. Thanks. And in keeping with, you know, the themes in our lives, there are certain things that are taking place in our life on a weekly basis, on a daily basis, on a monthly basis that have parallel tentacles to that outreach into our lives. I'd like to share a little bit about the other additional classes that have taken place this week that I find having parallel themes to them. And it seems to me that one of the biggest criticisms I give to actors, I don't want to say criticisms really, I probably should say feedback to actors. So I want to just share that and make that the theme of this week's podcast, and I'm going to be calling it Telling the Truth. But for acting, telling the truth is really one of those things that you must absolutely embrace as part of your acting technique. Because if it doesn't feel truthful to you, if it doesn't feel in your core that this is a truthful moment that you're creating, then you need to evaluate it. And being truthful is really based on your own experience. But when you're telling somebody that you love them, if you're telling somebody that you don't ever want to see them again in a scene, what is that truth for you? And I can always spot when somebody is acting like they are telling the truth as opposed to absolutely telling the truth. So I want to just use as the theme for today is how do we tell the truth? Not when you're acting. But how do you tell the truth when you're talking about the business of acting? First of all, as an actor, you need to know that you are good. You need to trust and embrace your talent as unique and special to you. The reason that actors have to know that they are good is that they're subject to so much criticism all the time. There's that sense of being under the microscope all the time as an actor. Every audition, you can look at an audition as an opportunity to show your work, or you can look at it as an opportunity to be observed and judged. Which is the most healthy? Well, clearly, if you trust and know that you are continually working towards being better, if you know and trust that this is a journey, that this is a marathon and not a sprint, if you embrace every day that you are an actor and pursuing your dream of acting, then you are going to be in a much more healthy environment for yourself. Because let's face it, you are your own worst enemy. As an actor, my guess is, because I certainly was there, is that you end up beating yourself up mercilessly over situational things that you have no control over. I'm going to repeat that. You beat yourself up mercilessly over things you have no control over. Am I wrong about that? Let me know. Let me know if this is part of who you are. Knowing that you're a good actor, knowing that you are constantly working, that you're forward thinking, that you're doing everything within your power, within your scope, to keep yourself present and telling the truth, that you don't let any of those outside influences disrupt your good work. And that refers to perseverance. You just got to keep at it. You've just got to keep showing up to those opportunities, whether you want to 100% or not. You've just got to keep putting that one foot forward in any situation you find yourself in, especially as an actor. And I've said this before, that if you can do three things a day towards your acting career, then you are a winner. Just three things. So make a commitment to yourself. Perseverance is about taking one step forward and not reflecting back on what didn't work, but embracing those things that did work to help strengthen your next step. So also, I need to tell you the truth about having a healthy distraction in your life as an actor. I know many, many actors who will remain nameless who spend their entire waking hours completely consumed by their acting, whether it's career choices or whether it's so obsessive about their own acting challenges or their own acting technique. It's such a self-absorbed environment that they really don't have the capacity to step outside of themselves. Now, I don't know if you know anybody like that. I don't know if maybe that's something that might ring true for you, because you can take your work as an actor so far. When it starts becoming damaging because you are working so hard at it that you don't have another distraction or another passion, then you are inviting a lot of negative feedback. I hope that makes sense to you. So having a distraction or having a passion outside of acting will only contribute to your good acting. Here's what I mean. When I was acting, I really found a lot of comfort in building furniture. I know that sounds kind of weird. You can figure out what the parallels are to that, because I'm certainly not going to speculate. But I was lucky enough to have a small workshop up at our weekend vacation home in Massachusetts. And so every chance that I could get, I went up to Massachusetts and I got my workshop going and I started building stick furniture. You know what stick furniture is. It's a lot like the Adirondack, using logs and twigs and things like that to make chairs and tables. And I just loved doing it. And it all started when I got myself a book about building stick furniture. And I happened to be out of town doing a workshop when I started this little kind of hobby of mine. Well, this hobby sort of grew exponentially. And I started selling these little pieces of furniture, these chairs, these tables. And then the work got really interesting for me. I would go out into the woods and I would find roots and branches and all kinds of things and make these really interesting, arty tree art furniture things. At least that's what I called it. I called it tree art furniture. And it was just merely a hobby and giving some of these items to family and friends suddenly blossomed into me going to art and craft shows, these juried shows where you would get invited to show your work. And that kind of blossomed into this kind of really interesting career that I didn't have any expectation for. But I just love the process of taking something like a branch or a root and molding that into something not only practical, but beautiful. And I just love doing it. And guess what? That turned into something for about 5 or 6 years where I would do these art and craft shows. I think one of my favorite moments by doing these furnitures was a show that I was invited to participate in, an artist participation show, which had a theme. And the theme was, the name of the theme was Music Takes a Stand. Artists from across the country who made music stands out of their chosen medium. So you had metal sculptures and you had glass and wood and cement. And it was just an amazing array of all kinds of music stands. And my contribution was a single maple tree that had fallen over. And it had, and it wasn't a big tree, it was a relatively small tree, but it had the roots exposed. So I pulled the entire tree out and using the roots and part of the trunk as the base, and then using the branches and the arms of the branches to create the place where you place your music. It became just an really, I have to say, and I'm sounding a little overly boastful here, but became just a beautiful, beautiful piece where I modestly saying, I won an award because it was just such a great use of reclaimed wood. But here's what I discovered as far as my acting was concerned. Giving myself a healthy focus on something else gave me an appreciation for my work as an actor. It also kept that stimulating concept of being creative in another area of my life. The value of that is just unmatchable. It's just been remarkable. Creativity is one of those things that you can apply to these other areas of your life to keep yourself interested and stimulated and make you feel good about who you are. So all that to say that having another distraction, having another passion will only contribute to your acting because those creative juices are flowing in different directions. So let's move on to another truth teller that actors oftentimes will not really understand or embrace. But politics are alive and well in acting, like in any other business. That's why I want to emphasize this point, that there are things going on behind the scenes that you might not be privy to. Keeping a focus on those things you have control over as an actor will help you understand that there are absolutely lots of politicking, lots of vying for position, lots of one-upmanship taking place behind the scenes in every production that we do. And it's about being a creative soul in this kind of political environment that many, many actors find challenging and don't really have an understanding, so that when the part doesn't come their way, they just assume they did something wrong, as opposed to the variety of options that take place when somebody gets cast in a project. Literally has to do with politics, has to do with the vision of the piece. Again, many, many things that are outside your realm of understanding. That just has to be okay with you. It just has to be. Don't use it as ammunition to continue to beat yourself up. That is also why I believe it's really important for the actor to trust their intuition about everything in their life as an actor. The intuitive qualities that you have as a human being apply so beautifully to the choices you make when you're acting, but also apply beautifully to the environments that you find yourself in, whether it be in an audition, on the set, on stage, wherever it might be. Trust your gut on the choices that you make and in the relationships that you have. Because I believe that part of the creative process involves your intuition, your creativity, and your own healthy ego about the fact that you're a good actor. Those in combination with each other will only go to strengthen who you are and make you even better. And finally, here's another truth, that you are responsible for your career. No one else is responsible for your career, whether you have an agent or not. You are in complete control of how you want your career to go. Now, there are circumstances beyond your control, but as far as your career is concerned, you have to take ownership. You have to be front-footed, as I've said before, and you have to continue to feel like you're in a forward momentum in everything that you do and in every choice you make, not only while you're acting, but as the CEO of your own company. That's the truth. So I want you to tell the truth when you're acting, and I want you to come to grips with the truth and the reality when it comes to your career. That's what I mean when I talk about telling the truth. I hope that this has been helpful to you today, and I hope that you continue to be forward-thinking and that you are excited, because this is really an excellent time to be an actor. And I am so, so grateful that you tuned in to Casting Actors Cast. I really am. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach, and hopefully you'll hear me next time on Casting Actors Cast.
You've been listening to Casting Actors Cast with host Jeffrey Dreisbach. Find out more at castingactorscast.com, and let us know if you would like us to cover topics you're interested in. Thanks for listening. I'm Matthew DeSarno.